Our final case of the day is Wilson against Mukasey.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Mr. Bonasari.
Good morning, Your Honor. Reza Bonasari on behalf of Petitioner. May I please the Court? Your Honor, this matter is before the Court on Petitioner's petition for review of the agency's decision denying his relief for withholding of deportation and also relief under torture convention. There is no dispute in regard to the facts of the case. The only issue is before the Court whether the immigration judge, I should mention that the BIA basically adopted the judge's immigration judge's decision. Therefore, we refer to immigration judge's decision. Whether the immigration judge erred when he found that the petitioner was not a member of a particular social group, and also he did not represent adequate or required to present adequate corroborating evidence. We believe that the immigration judge erred in denying the petition. Mr. Wilson is a member of a Ga tribe in Ghana. His father was the leader of that tribe. He was brutally killed for the fraud transaction regarding the land. Although the matter is not why the reason the father was killed, whether it was politically motivated or it was economic reason, is not the issue. The statute doesn't say that the motive of the killing should be politically motivated. We believe that Mr. Wilson is a member of a particular social group within the meaning of the act, and the judge erred to grant his application. In addition, also the immigration judge erred when he refused to consider the family also of Mr. Wilson, because the family constitute cognizable particular social group within the meaning of the act. And this is the finding of the court in matter Albay versus INS.
What is the social group? The family, you said?
Yeah. Constitute a cognizable social group.
His family?
Yes.
You realize that 2 years ago, the Supreme Court reversed the Ninth Circuit 9-0 for holding that a family constitutes a cognizable social group. I don't think it's an argument you can reasonably expect us to adopt.
But, Your Honor, at least the fact that he was a member of a tribe and also his father was a leading is sufficient to bring him within the meaning of the social group. And also we believe that the immigration judge also erred when he found that Mr. Wilson's fear of mistreatment if he was forced to return to Ghana was based on economic reason, not politically motivated. The statute is silent in regard to this matter. It doesn't require that the reason for mistreatment and fear of persecution should be politically motivated. As long as there is a clear probability of persecution, if he returns home, that's sufficient. Also, the immigration judge erred when he required that stating that Mr. Wilson did not present a corroborating evidence to support his claim. The law is clear in this matter. The immigration judge found Mr. Wilson to be credible, and also this court has stated that when the testimony of the applicant is credible, corroborating evidence may be required in order to may be necessary unless the applicant's testimony is otherwise credible. Matter of Hong Wen Dang versus Gonzalez. And also here Mr. Wilson presented adequate corroborating evidence which he had access to, and it was reasonable under the circumstance he could obtain and present to the court. He presented U.S. Department report, a country report regarding Ghana, which clearly stated that a popular experience and image of the police service is that of an unaccountable institution whose personnel are corrupt and act without impunity. So basically, when Mr. Wilson stated under oath that if he returns to Ghana, the police is unable to protect him from the fear of the other tribes, so it's clear that the police in Ghana is unable to protect him, and he had a well-founded fear of persecution.
But all of this stems from his father swindling people, and there's revenge. Isn't that what this all comes down to?
Correct, Your Honor.
But the revenge is not based on anything other than that. It's not because he's a guy or because he's something else. Isn't it just focused on the, I think that's what he was credible in describing what happened to his father. It was obviously pretty gross.
But Your Honor, as I stated earlier, the statute does not say that the fear that you are receiving and you are a member of a particular social group should be politically motivated.
Well, it has to be because you're a member of that social group, doesn't it?
Correct. As long as you are meeting the requirement of being a social group and there is another group which you have a fear of persecution and the government is unable to control them.
But nobody else, no other guys are being persecuted because of this man's father. His problem is that he's his father's son, isn't he?
He's the only member of the family, Judge, and since the father was brutally killed, he hasn't been back home. And the judge, immigration judge, made his ruling based on mere speculation, saying that we don't know what will happen to him, although he had found his testimony to be credible. Basically, the immigration judge conflicting himself.
Well, then he would be the only member of the Ga tribe who's subject to this danger, then, isn't he?
Because of his father, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm.
And also based on his testimony, even his own member of his own tribe will be against him because he refused to go ahead with a bench against the Namobo tribe that who brutally killed his father, the Macho group.
All because of his father.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Counsel. Ms. Palau.
Your Honors, I'd like to introduce myself.
Please
first.
Please come to the lectern first before you begin to speak.
May it please the Court. Christina Sorasic, on behalf of the Attorney General, I wanted to bring to your attention that I am the replacement for Emmanuel. He's not here today. The agency correctly determined that petitioner failed to establish that there is a clear probability that he will be persecuted or tortured on account of his membership in the Ga tribe because, one, he failed to show a nexus between his fear and a statutorily protected ground, and because he failed to provide sufficient corroborative evidence to demonstrate that he will be harmed if returned to Ghana. The government should prevail because substantial evidence does not compel reversal of the agency's denial of withholding of removal and protection under the Convention Against Torture. This court should deny the petition for review. First, I would like to address the issue of the nexus between his fear and a statutorily protected ground. Petitioner argues that he will be persecuted based upon the fact that he is a member of the Ga tribe, a social group. However, the immigration judge and the board demonstrated that petitioner's fear is not based upon his membership in the Ga tribe, but rather it is based upon a personal dispute, and that personal dispute arose as a result of his father selling one piece of land to more than one individual. In other words, he was swindling not only members of the Nanumba tribe, but he was also cheating members of his own tribe of the proceeds that he received from these land sales. It is clear that personal disputes cannot give rise to claims of withholding of removal. This court has ruled that. And secondly, even if this court should find that there was a nexus, that petitioner was a member of this social group and he would be persecuted based upon that, petitioner did not provide sufficient corroborative evidence to substantiate his claim that he will be harmed if returned to Ghana. It is important to note that the only two pieces of evidence outside of his testimony that he presented was a minority report and a country report, which petitioner's counsel mentioned. These reports demonstrate generalized country conditions, and they do not establish whether Wilson will be harmed by fellow members of his tribe for not avenging his father's death, nor do they demonstrate that the Nanumba tribe would kill him as they had killed his father based upon the fact that he is his father's son, based upon the fact that he is a relative. He did not provide any evidence that his father was a local chief of the tribe. He did not provide a death certificate. Frankly, all of his testimony was based upon two newspaper articles. He had been out of the country for at least 6 months before his father died. He came to the United States in March of 1994, and his father died in October of 94. So all of his testimony was based on information he got in the Ghanaian Times and the Daily Times. It is true that the immigration judge found petitioner to be credible. However, that does not mean that the immigration judge and the board found his testimony to be either reliable or persuasive. I also want to draw the court's attention to the fact that nearly 15 years has passed since petitioner's father's death. In these 15 years, the government of Ghana has made special attempts to decrease intertribal violence, and it is a constitutional democracy that respects human rights. And therefore, this court has demonstrated that in the lapse of time, petitioner's fear of harm would be substantially decreased over the course of the 15 years. Petitioner also did not demonstrate any past persecution. His entire claim is based upon the fact that he would be persecuted in the future, and as I have already mentioned, he did not present any evidence of who in the Ga tribe wants him to avenge his father's death. In cross-examination in his testimony, when asked who wants him to avenge his father's death, he did not divulge any names. Your Honors, if you have no further questions, I would like to briefly conclude. Because petitioner did not establish a nexus between his fear and a statutorily protected ground, and because there was insufficient evidence to corroborate his claims that he would be harmed in the future, this court should affirm the agency's decision and deny the petition for review. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. Anything further, counsel? Pardon? Yes, do you have anything further? Please.
Your Honor, the government alleges that the Ghana has improved since 12 years ago that the incident occurred. Based on the current country report, State Department country report regarding Ghana, saying that there are numerous of tribal conflicts which the government has been unable to control, which has led to a lot of deaths and injuries. The petitioner concludes his argument by stating that since the government did not present any more argument than what has been presented in the petition, we respectfully move the court to remand the matter to the BIA for further decision. Thank you.
Thank you very much, counsel. The case is taken under advisement, and the court will be in recess.